All right, guys. Really tough, gutsy win against a great opponent today. Got a lot of respect for Coach Malarkey and what they were able to, you know, what they've done this year and the way those guys continue to compete. But can't say enough about our football team's mental toughness coming away with another road win and a great atmosphere and environment. I thought offense, defense, special teams, all three phases found a way to contribute. It certainly wasn't perfect, but so happy for our players and for our coaching staff to find a way to get to 11-4 and win the division. And it's a step in the right direction. And really can't say enough about just our players and our coaching staff today. Very happy for those guys. Yeah, you know, you're just so happy for these players and these coaches just to be able to share that feeling with these guys that we've accomplished one of our goals when you start the season. And doing this gives ourselves a chance to compete and get into the playoffs, and now we're ensured a home playoff game as well. So I think, you know, you just look at some of the guys, the way that they've continued to work, guys that have fought through some adversity, and then our coaching staff putting the players in good positions to have success on the field. So I'm just so happy for those guys and just happy to be a part of it. No, it certainly was part of the game plan, Gary. I think when you look at the way that he's able to contribute and do different things, whether it be through the run game and the pass game today, I thought the turning point in the game, really, especially after Casey makes a great play that forces them to be able to get a touchdown, they take the lead, and then Todd comes back on the second play, the next drive, and goes 80 on the screen. So he's a special player. I think he's playing his best when it's the most important these last couple weeks. And when you've got a guy stepping up like that, we always talk about be your best when your best is required. That's what we define as that competitive greatness, and I think Todd's displayed that as much as anybody these last couple weeks, but it's a credit to Todd and really the rest of his teammates for doing a great job and coming away with two tough road wins to be able to get us a division championship today. Thought it was, you know, you're looking at a great athlete that can buy time with his legs and create off schedule, and you see Connor's a special athlete too. Did a great job finding a way to force that ball to come out, and it seemed like that ball hung up in the air for a long time too, Rich. But and then I thought it was a great job by the offense to be able to use up enough clock for us to be able to, you know, just finish the game out right there. And I can't say enough about those guys. Very happy for our team. Yeah, big time. You know, I think Jared does a great job, and you're seeing him continue to mature as the season has progressed. But there's an option where he's kind of got a high-low read right there, third down, and he went for the, you know, he went for the touchdown play. And I thought it also was a great representation of Cooper Kupp's ability to respond after he had the drop on the third down the previous series. But that's what we talk about all the time, being a mentally tough team. And I thought those two right there at a big-time moment, protection was great, got some separation. Cooper was able to get that knee down, and then that counts for those 2 feet. And Jared delivered an excellent throw right there and great protection by the line. That was a big time play. Very impressed, you know, and I think I don't want to say you're surprised though, because that's what he's demonstrated. You know, certainly football is a game where you got to be able to respond from some adversity whenever you face it, and he's continued to demonstrate the ability to do that throughout the course of the season, and you really see the maturity for a rookie that's pretty rare. And he's a guy that we're counting on. He's going to continue to be a big part of our offense, and I thought he delivered in a big way, and it was a great job by Jared as well. Yeah. Yeah, you know, I thought he did a good job after, obviously, it wasn't a great start. You know, we missed the extra point, we missed the field goal, but to his credit, he found a way to respond and came away be able to make the rest of the opportunities that he did have. I thought he kicked the ball off pretty well. We'll continue to evaluate moving forward, but you talk about responding the right way, and those were all extra points and points that we needed that ended up being clutch. And I thought, again, you know, the mental toughness where it kind of was unfazed, certainly you'd like to be able to hit those first few. It didn't work out that way, but he didn't let that affect his ability to move forward, and I think that's says a lot about Sam.
Sean, you've always talked about, you know, in the 11th win, 12th win. Now that you're in the playoffs, I mean, yep. What is the message to these guys now? What kind of mindset do you want them to have?
Yeah, no, it's a great question. I think really it's going to be dependent upon kind of our approach to this last week and the way, you know, we always try to compete to win games. We're certainly going to enjoy this one right now. Players will come back on Wednesday. We'll get together a plan against a 49ers team that's been rolling and playing really good football the last couple weeks. But you definitely do have your mind on some of the things and the ways that it'll affect our outlook towards the playoff, knowing that we are in. And that'll be things that we'll discuss as a staff moving forward. And our players have done a great job kind of being committed to doing things the right way day in and day out. And our focus on that one day at a time mindset won't change.
Things are going wrong here. This is not looking too great for us.
Yeah, and I don't think so at all. I think, you know, you're in a tight game, and credit to the Titans. You know, they continue to find ways to respond and make it a back-and-forth battle. But our guys just continue to demonstrate that resolve that we'd like to see. And, you know, can't say enough about their ability to finish out games this year. To be able to go on the road and finish the season out 7-1, and then you look at it really, you know, the London counting as a home game, we say 8-1, even though it was a great atmosphere there. So that says a lot about our football team. We've traveled as many miles, I want to say the most miles in the league, and this is a really good step in the right direction, and I was just so happy for these guys.
Couple more guys.
I thought he did a great job. You know, a lot of situations where we're playing some man coverage principles. He's covering one of the best tight ends in the league, and Delanie Walker comes away with a big turnover early on in the game that ended up being a huge play for us from a momentum standpoint. You see the ability to run and pursue, and Corey's done a great job. Yeah, I don't have an update on Roger right now. I think he's okay. If we had continued on, you know, I think he'll be all right. And then with Mark, it's something where he had some soreness. We'll have some updates on that moving forward. It was a surprise to us, though, similar to where, you know, you kind of go out there and you work out, and it was something that we did not expect. We were fully anticipating Mark to be able to go, and it's kind of one of those deals where, again, the weather kind of creeps up and forces some things where it catches us off guard and surprises us as well. Mark's got a lot of different things going on. It was actually his Achilles that was bothering him this morning. So we'll have some updates moving forward. Thanks, guys.